Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, my friends. Hope everyone's doing well. I want to share with you a quick thought. Last week's Torah portion explains that it says about the commandment to give ma'aser. Ma'aser means to give 10%, to give 10% of your stuff. Give it, let's call it to charity. Now, interestingly enough, it says asher to asher. What does that mean? Asher to asher. What does that mean? That means, usually in English, they'll translate this, since it says it twice, they'll be like, you should really do it. But of course, there's got to be more to it than that. If it says it over twice, so it's taught that by you giving a tenth, it will lead to you becoming a wealthy person. And there's a hint, because the idea of a tenth and the word for tenth in Hebrew and the word for wealthy is the same letters in Hebrew. And that's the teachings of the Talmud. But the Rebbe, the Chernobyl Rebbe, explains, he says it a little deeper. What do we mean by wealth in Judaism, right? Very famously, it says in Perkei Avot, Ethics of the Fathers, that Ezehu Ashir, who is the wealthy person? The one who is Sameach Bechalko, the one who is happy with their lot. Now, when a person has the mida, the attribute of histapkut bima'at, when a person has the attribute of being able to be content with what they have, so that is then a person has that feeling of fullness that wealth supposedly brings. That's the real feeling of wealth. And so he makes the claim that, look, this is the segula of giving ma'aser, the segula of giving charity. What does segula mean? It means like a spiritual energy, a spiritual science of the way things work. That by going ahead and giving a charity, by going ahead and giving a tenth, what that does is the spiritual reality, the spiritual effect that has on the person is that they acquire this midah, they acquire this attribute of feeling like they have enough, of feeling satisfied with their lot. And so this is the idea as we head into Elul, as we head into this month, which, by the way, without going into details, according to Kabbalah, there's association with this month and the mitzvah of giving charity. So something to recognize is that we can go ahead and attain wealth, right? People want wealth and they want the money, and the money is good. But really, we know that at least half of what people want money for is for a certain feeling that brings them, a certain experience that they think they're going to experience. And so we should be blessed to be able to give, that we should be blessed to go ahead and to give the 10% at least to charity, and merit to gain inner wealth, a wealth that is a feeling of not lacking, but a feeling full, a feeling whole, a feeling content with where we are financially. My friends, have yourselves a great day.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.